Next is a Vyaspuja address, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on August 19, 1976, in Hyderabad, India.
Sripad Sampad Bhattacharya, ladies and gentlemen, I must thank you for your kindly coming here during this Vyas Puja ceremony. Vyas Puja, this asana where they have seated me, it is called Vyas Asana. The Guru is the representative of Vyasadeva. Every one of you have heard the name of Vyasadeva, Virabhyas. So, anyone who represents the great Acharya Vyasadeva, he is allowed to sit on the Vyas Asana. Vyas Puja Guru is representative of Vyasadeva, therefore his birthday anniversary is accepted as Vyas Puja. Now, I must explain my position, because in these days a person being worshipped as most exalted personality is something a revolution, because they like democracy by vote. Somebody should be elevated, however rascal he may be. But our system, the Guru Parampara system, is different. Our system, if you do not accept the Vedic knowledge through Guru Parampara system, it is useless. You cannot manufacture an interpretation of the Vedic language. Just like cow dung. Cow dung is the stool of an animal. The Vedic injunction is that if you touch cow dung, any stool of an animal, you have to take immediately bath and purify yourself. But the Vedic injunction is also that cow dung can purify any impure place. Especially we Hindus, we accept it. Now by reason it is contradicted. The stool of an animal is impure and the Vedic injunction is cow dung is pure. Actually, we accept cow dung as pure to purify any place. Out of panchagabha, the cow dung is there. Cow urine is there. So, it appears contradictory, the Vedic injunction. But still we accept, because it is Vedic order. That is the acceptance of Vedas. Just like Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, there are so many rascals. They cut short. I like this, I do not like this. No. Arjuna says, Sarvam etam ritangamanne. That is understanding of Veda. If a rascal makes cutting, I do not like this, I interpret, this is not Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita means you have to accept as it is. That is Bhagavad Gita. We are presenting therefore Bhagavad Gita as it is. Krishna says, the speaker of the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Sakalena Yoganasta Parantapa. My dear Arjuna, this Bhagavad Gita science, Imam Vivasati Yogam Pratavana Homabhyam. I spoke first of all to the sun god, and he spoke to his son, Vivasan Manavipra, the Vivasat Mano, Mano Ikhata Vibrabi, Evang Parampara Pratam Imam Rajasu. This is the process. Sakalena Yoganasta Parantam. Anyone who does not come through this parampara system, if he presents any interpretation of Vedic literature, it is useless. It is useless. There is no meaning. Yoganasta Parantam. So that is going on. It has no meaning. You cannot interpret on the words of God. That is not possible. And dharma means dharman to sapsad bhagavat prani. You cannot manufacture at your home a kind of religious system. That is rascaldom, that is useless. Dharma means sapsad bhagavat prani. Just like law. Law means what is given by the government. You cannot manufacture law at your home. Suppose in the street, common sense, the government law is keep to the right or keep to the left. You cannot say, oh, what is wrong there if I go into the right or left? No, that you cannot. Then you will be criminal. Similarly, nowadays, not nowadays, from time immemorial, there are so many religious systems. So many. But real religious system is what God says or Krishna says. Sarva dharman paritajya mamekam saranam braja. This is religion. Simple. You cannot manufacture religion. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the beginning is Dharma Prodhita Kaitavatra Paramanirma Sadhana. So, somebody may envy that this person has sophisticated some disciples and they are offering prayers and puja. No, it is a system. Don't envy. Acharyang mangvijanyat navamannita karinti. Acharya is the representative of God. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasada. If you offer prayers, honors to the acharya, then Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is pleased. To please Him, you have to please His representative. If you love me, love my dog. And in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Acharya Upasanam. Acharya Upasanam. We have to worship the Acharya. Jasya Devi Parabhakti, Jatha Devi, Jatha Guru. Tasaiti Katita Yasta Prakash. This is the Vedic mantra. Tadvijyanatham sa guru meva avyache. Tasmad gurum prapadita jigyasu sreutamam. Sabdi parita nisnatam. Brahmani vasumas. Tadvidhi pranipatina paripasnina sevaya. So these are the injunctions. The Guru must come through the parampara system, then he is bona fide. Otherwise, he is a rascal. Must come through the parampara system, and in order to understand tadvijnanam, transcendental science, you have to approach Guru. You cannot say that I can understand at home. No, that is not possible. That is the injunction of the author. Tasmad Gurum Prabhu. Who requires the Guru? Guru is not a fashion. Just like you keep a dog as a fashion, modern civilization. Similarly, you keep a Guru. No, not like that. Who requires a Guru? Tasmad Gurum Prapadyata Jigyasu Sreya Uttamam. One who is actually serious to understand the science of spirit. So, tadvijnanam, om tat sat, he requires a Guru. Guru is not a fashion. Krishna says that Acharya Mang Bijanya, you accept Acharya as I am. Why? I see that he is a man. His sons call him father, or he looks like a man. So why he should be as good as God? Because he speaks as God speaks. That's all. Therefore, he does not make any change. Just like God says, Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajyam māmekam saraṇam vraja. The Guru says that you surrender to Krishna or God. The same one. God says, manmanā bhava mad bhakta madhya jīmāṅga namaskuru. Guru says that you always think of Krishna, you surrender unto him, you offer him prayer, you become his devotee. There is no change now. Because he says, as the Supreme Personality of says, therefore he is Guru. Even though you see that he is materially born, his behavior is like other man, but because he says the same truth as it is spoken in the Vedas or by the Personality of Godhead, therefore he is Guru. Because he does not make any change whimsically, therefore he is Guru. That is the definition. It is very simple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had asked everyone to become Guru. Everyone. Because there is need of Guru. The world is full of rascals. Therefore there is need of so many Gurus to teach them. But what is that qualification of the Guru? How everyone can become Guru? This may be the question, next question. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amar Ajnaya Guru Hoya Taro Eides. Eides means wherever you are living, you become a Guru and deliver. Suppose you are living in a small neighborhood, you can become a Guru of that neighborhood and deliver them. How it is possible? I have no education, I have no knowledge, how I can become Guru and deliver them? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it is not at all difficult. Jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. This is your qualification. If you simply deliver the message given by Krishna, you become Guru. Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam vraja. You preach, you request everyone, sir, you surrender to Krishna, you become Guru. Very simple thing. Krishna said, manmanā bhava mad bhakta madhyā jīmāṅga namaskuru. You say that you become a devotee of Krishna. You offer obeisances. Here is a temple. Here is Krishna. Please come here. You offer your obeisances. And if you can, you offer patram pushpam phalam tuyam. If don't offer, but it is very simple thing. Anyone can secure a little flower, a little fruit, a little water. It is not at all difficult. So this is Guru's qualification. Guru does not show any magic or produce some wonderful things, then he becomes Guru. So practically, I have done this. People are giving me credit that I have done miracles. But my miracle is that I carried the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. So this is the secrecy. So anyone of you can become Guru. It is not that I am an extraordinary man, an extraordinary God coming from some mysterious place. It is not that. It is a very simple thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna Upadesh. So I request you, they follow the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's in his background, that you become a guru at your home. It is not that you have to make a gigantic show of becoming guru. The father has to become guru. The mother has to become guru. Actually, in the Shastra, it is said, one should not become father, one should not become mother, if he does not become a guru to his children. Namotayeta samubeta mrittum. If a person is unable to save his child from the clutches of birth and death, he should not become a father. This is real contraceptive method. Not that have sex like cats and dogs and when the child is there, kill it and abortion. No. That is the greatest sinful activity. Real contraceptive method is that if you are unable to deliver your son from the clutches of birth and death, do not become a father. That is one day. Pita na sasyad, janani na sasyad, guru na sasyad, namo chayaja samupeta mrittum. If you cannot save your children from the clutches of birth, this is whole Vedic literature. Punajanma jayaya. How to conquer over next birth, next material birth. They do not know. Foolish persons, they have forgotten Vedic culture. What is Vedic culture? Vedic culture is to conquer over the next birth. That's all. But they do not believe in the next birth. 99.9% people, they have gone so down from Vedic culture. The Bhagavad Gita also, the same philosophy is there. Takkati hanga punarjanma naiti, mameti. This is Vedic culture. Vedic culture means by the evolutionary process we come to this human form of life. Here is the chance of stopping transmigration of the soul from one body to another, tathādihāntara prāpti, and you do not know what kind of body I am going to get next. This body may be prime minister or something, and next body may be dog by the laws of nature. Prakita kriyamānāni gunai karmāni sarvas ahankāra vimūrā pāpattā. They do not know. They have forgotten this culture. Misusing this human form of body like animals, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. This is not civilization. The civilization is punarjanma jayaya. How to conquer our next material body? That is Krishna consciousness, movement. Therefore you are presenting so many literature, it is being accepted all over the world, learned circle. Take advantage of this moment. We are trying to open our humble attempt to open the center here. So do not be envious upon us. Kindly take mercy upon us. We are our humble attempt, and take advantage of it. That is our request. Thank you very much.